we're wearing hats. Why are we wearing hats?
Why are we wearing hats? Because our heads are cold.
It's our app cap. It is our app cap. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
You always start.
Okay.
The app cap is where we pick our favorite app of the week. One, everybody, you know, something you want to know about, you want to look at. And, you know, it's so funny. This, for so long, was just iPad apps. We could pick iPhone apps or Apple Watch apps soon. But, you know, both of us have an iPad app.
We do. And I would love to show you my app, but...
You're not ready? I'll show you mine.
Okay, go.
So, you know Lisa Bettany. We love Lisa Bettany. She's a great, talented photographer, beautiful person. We love her. She started our Mostly Photo show known her for an awfully long time. She made a lot of money. I was so proud of her. Did very well with an app. Probably one of the most popular apps ever for the iPhone called Camera Plus. You ever use that?
Yes, no, I haven't, but
Camera Plus is great. Well, she's back. She's got a new app, and I'm so excited. I saw her post on Facebook last night, and so I immediately downloaded it. It's called V for Video. V for Video, and it is both an I really like this, both iPhone and iPad. Now, you mentioned iMovie on the iPad, and I don't know if you've ever tried iMovie on the iPad.
Not in a long time.
It's a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to use, a little confusing. This gives you all the functionality, or much of the functionality, of iMovie, but a lot easier to use. It also has one of the features people really like about Camera Plus. You know, with Camera Plus, when you take a picture, it doesn't immediately go to your iPhone camera roll. It's stored in Camera Plus. You can mess with it, filter it, clean it up, and then only save the stuff you really like. So it keeps your camera roll kind of free of those 800 different shots of the same thing as you try to get the best one. This works the same way. So you can use it on your iPhone. I've got it set up here on my iPad. The idea is you shoot videos, and I'm going to go into a video project I've already got, but you see I could actually have multiple projects going by pressing new video. I can add video to a project just by pressing the record button. So shall I record? Let's record a little bit more of you in that fetching. Oops, it's recording now this. Well, I'll show you. We don't have to worry about that.
It recorded the ground.
It's recording the ground.
Okay.
What is it? Oh, my hand.
Mm-hmm.
In that fetching hat. I love that. That's great.
Yes.
We'll add that to the video. Mm-hmm. So now I have, and you'll see right away why this is a great app. So the very first thing we're going to do is we're going to get rid of this. This is the beginning part of the video, as you see right here. And I'm going to trim that by selecting it and saying, yeah, I don't want that part. I just want the part where we, look at this. Look how easy it is to select just the right point right there, and just the right out point right here. There we go, and we're done.
That's perfect.
And we're done. Okay, and then this, you know what we're gonna do with this? We're gonna throw this guy, put this guy right in the trash can. Mm-hmm. Easy to reorder clips. You just swap them around, right? You've got a timeline interface that lets you swap around, and then when you are working with a clip here, let's take this clip. We can change the speed. You said slow-mo? Yes, indeed. We could play it at half speed. We could play it at 5x speed. We can go anywhere in between, which is kind of fun. Should we slow down, John? Slow down,
John. Yeah, I've always wanted to do that.
All right,
he works too fast.
Here's John working at half speed. You know what? I changed my mind. That's another thing I love about this. You can change your mind. Let's speed John up. Yeah. Now how much would you pay? you can also use filters. Now, this is $1.99. They do have, with $1.99, you get one set of filters, the retro filters. Look at black and white. And look, it's in real time, which is really nice. Let's go back to a normal speed, because that's kind of kooky. But I can look at some other filters here. There's also brighten, so you can make it a little bit brighter. These are the filters that come with it. You can also buy additional filters for 99 cents. That was the retro pack. Here's the cities. Oh, you know what? I didn't buy it on my iPad yet, so I can't show it to you. I have to restore purchases. I won't do that right now. And they have a cinema pack. So these are additional filters, very much like Camera Plus. Camera Plus was one of the first apps on the iPhone to do filters. So they have three filter packs so far. Let's see what else. Oh, you know, one of the things that I always have a problem with. Oh, this is kind of fun too. You can duplicate, copy. these, so you can have addition. You can do something over and over again. One of the things I really have a problem with is when you do something slow motion. If you have an audio track, and by the way, this does record audio tracks. So, so now I can also choose a music track. In fact, anything that's in my iTunes library, I can use as a backdrop. And I can use multiple tracks and so forth. So it really is as bad as, see, I can set the level here, about as simple of a video. It's for shooting, for editing, for finishing up the timeline. They've done such a nice job with that. And we're going to get out of the audio now here. And then when you're done with it, you can save it to your camera roll. So you do, in fact, get to add it to your camera roll. But you can also share it on a lot of sites, including Vimeo and so forth. So I have to say, they've done really a nice job with this. It's $1.99.
Really?
Wow. Comes from Lisa Bettany. And so you know they will probably, as they did with Camera Plus, continue to improve it.
Right.
It's an investment when you buy stuff from Lisa. She really is a perfectionist. I think they've just done a great job. And it's so much easier to use, in my opinion, than iMovie.
Yeah.
Doesn't have some of the features of iMovie, the trailers feature, mm-hmm. and the different packages, but it's great for just making a basic movie. With slow motion. And so I'm thinking for travel,
that would be.
I'll probably just shoot clips as I go around, right? You don't have to do any editing yet. When I get back, I can go through the clips, trim them, and rearrange them, and order them, put a music track behind it, and very quickly, very easily, I'll be able to get a movie of my day in Budapest or wherever that is.
That is cool. I love that. I'm going to get that.
Yeah, isn't that nice? V for video.
And only $1.99.
$1.99. It has the sharing button, so it shares to everywhere that Apple shares to, including Vimeo and YouTube and Facebook. I feel like this is going to be a great solution for me as I travel around. Yeah, and you can save the video right out to your camera roll as well, if that's what you want to do.
Cool.
V for video.
I love it.
Yeah. That's a great picture of you. Right.
Thanks.
There. Yeah. Who needs a filter?
Without that, it just looks like I'm not wearing that big fuzzy hat anymore.
Yeah, I love this. I think
that is
so
cool.
Great.
Yeah, Annabella's taking a video class down at the Petaluma Community Access Center. I think this would be great.
The funny thing is, video editing programs use timelines. So she's getting here. I mean, it doesn't have multi-track audio and all of the things that, because it's just for a phone or an iPad.
Right.
It's got just the things you would want, but it would teach you the basics of timeline editing, and it would be a great starting point, I think, for a kid.
I still remember being in college. I took video production classes and just spending the entire days in the room with the big tapes.
Exhausting.
And just like sitting over there and getting this 15-minute video. Kids these days got it so easy.
Well, but I got to say, when they started putting out video editing features on the iPhone and the iPad, I said, nobody wants to do that. Having, like you, horrible experiences of sitting in a closed off room for days at a time editing video. I thought no human wants to do that. And I think a lot of people don't edit their videos.
Yeah.
But once you have something that's really easy to use, very intuitive, I think you're much more likely to do that.
That's
so
true.
I like this. Lisa, you did it again. Nice job.